Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
Jeff, what on earth happened here?
I'm not sure.
Hey, guy. I think your dwarvish friend is over here.
There is a man behind you.
Evening, Squire. Letter for you.
I'll open it.
My name's Hermes. And travelling's what I'm all about. Just grab that box at your feet, pop a couple of things in form. Let's say, a skill, a weapon, and... only a tiny little slice of your protection, maybe.
Come to collect the box, sir.
Careful, it's quite fragile, boy.
Certainly,
my
sir.
My ego is in there.
You come too.
What happened? Can I put it in my eyeball socket?
A staff gives a lot of power, but it also takes. Every time I used it, I felt a part of me slipping away.
Derek, put that bloody staff down, mate.
No.
Yes.
I can't. I think to myself...
Assemble.
Here is your offering.
And portals open underneath literally every single one of the angels on this island.
Well, that was unexpected.
Captain Timbers.
Am I to understand you fellas are needing collecting?
Yes, please.
The land on which you stand is actually my great-great-grandfather. Since the Empire looking for this island, we could just... move it.
You managed to get about 300 gold out of the bag without anyone noticing. You see a boat starting to approach at speed.
Chaps, look at this. A huge smurf has appeared. Who are you?
Oh, finally. There are you guys. What the hell are you doing hanging around in a bar?
What?
What?
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
Guys, what the hell are you doing hanging around in a bar?
What?
What?
James, that impression.
The dungeon master said that without moving his face.
What?
Will you stop gawking? I've wasted enough of my time today on this.
Who are you?
We don't have time for pleasantries.
I thought I
genuinely thought he was playing clips.
I was really alarmed then.
Are you? You're from the Tal Dath. I can tell by the style of landing. Same training.
Yes, I'm from the Tal Dath. I've been sent to pick you up because apparently I have nothing better to do with my day than to babysit. Now, can we get a move on?
Yes,
that
miss.
Is...
I'll finish my beer first.
Who are you?
Oh, okay, we have to go through pleasantries. Hi, my name's River. Nice to meet you.
River?
Hello.
Yes, River.
Like Kelly?
River.
Like Jack, though.
I'm going to call you Jack, though, from now on.
Let's just... Derek's tired. He finishes his drink. He wants to go. He starts heading for the door. Shoots a look to her.
I'll see you later, my lovely.
Yeah.
Will you be back soon?
Bye, Nancy.
But hopefully.
Bye.
Come on, then.
Have a safe trip.
I think I'd be
Yennefer,
very sort of...
I'm sure we'll meet again.
Follow the babysitter.
We'll call it even.
Leave us a good review on Fantasy Yelp.
We'll leave a Stoner Fast Pizza review. Yeah. We might book for a reservation next time.
It's because we have to book in now.
Yeah.
I've not seen you on board the ship before.
Well, the ship is quite large, isn't it?
Ripper, is that your name?
River, as in the river that flows.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Oh. It's sinking in.
Try and get some sand out of my ears.
Sorry, I've got a bad eye.
River is a water genasi.
Ooh.
What one of those?
Oh, you've never met a genasi?
No.
Of course you haven't. I wouldn't expect you to have met somebody of my power.
Oh.
It means I have genie blood flowing through my veins.
Oh.
And a...
Wow. Do you live in a lamp?
And I'll give you one guess which element it is that I can control.
Fire. Fire.
Oh, spot on. I can tell you're the clever one in this group. Well done. What's your name again?
Kef Genius Frostiron, my lady.
Kef? Is that short for anything?
He's not short of anything.
Kefstrol.
No, thanks. Thanks, buddy. Nope, oh. Kef. You could just call me Kef. Just I'm the tallest in the group. Best fighter.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm sure anything with one syllable is a little bit of a challenge.
Wow. I should hope you don't ferry people for a living.
Keith is just going to throw his glass down on the bar and just stomp onto the boat.
Well, at least we've got one of them. What about
down.
The rest of you?
Just sit at the back like...
Derek just follows him sheepishly.
Yeah, head down, sort of feeling like I've been told off. Naughty
thank
boy.
Thank you.
I'll just follow the rest of them.
It's like saying goodbye to Nancy like my mum's arrived to pick me up.
Anyway, see you later. Maybe I'll call you, maybe not.
Come along, I'm sure you'll see her again soon. And you know, long distance relationships really work.
Yes. You're quite judgmental, aren't you? It's been a long day, okay? Forgive us.
It really has. You don't know what I've been doing with my day either.
Working on put downs? I don't know.
Just going with the flow, River?
Oh, there's a smart ass in the group. Sorry, sweetie. I was just talking to your daddy if you want to sit
no,
down.
No, Kat's just right here.
as we arrive on board the ship, bickering.
Bickering. Kef's just glowering at the back. Just.
Really stony.
So you all hop into River's little longboat then, do you?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm in the back in a bad mood.
Is it a riverboat?
Well, if you're all on board, yes. Yeah, it's, yeah. And you all hop in and River steps aboard and takes a heroic stance as she did on the way there, standing because, you know, water is no problem. And the longboat sort of reverses back down the sand, making a beeping noise as it goes, and makes a three-point turn in the bay, and then speeds off back out towards the water. That's the one. Leaving a wake behind it, and
It sort of crests the waves as it goes. So it sort of evens out. Instead of going up and down, it just sort of jumps from crest to crest as it goes. So, you know, in the way that speedboats do. And very soon you see the Tel Dath looming into view. And you eventually pull alongside. And the longboat gets hooked onto by this ratchet system that you had last time as it goes up and up and up. And when you get to the top, can you all roll a dexterity saving throw, please?
For the landing.
Well, does not go well.
Oh god,
dexterity save. Oh,
saving throw modifiers. Dexterity 16. Plus one. Yes, I've now got 5.
14.
I critically failed that. Kef dies again.
Oh, Kef, your nose is going to be two meters wide by the end of this.
Yeah, you realise River is going to mercilessly
scorn
you.
I know. I'm going to get incoming, not only from hitting something hard, but from River as well.
Can I make a hideous confession? I have sat down to play D&D and left my dice on the other side of the room. That would be 1 second.
Oh, no.
We'll roll for you, just let you know.
I think
you know
we may have set a precedence here, guys, of being so slow that James thought they're never even going to get close to me needing dice. Like, they're going to chat about walking through a doorway for 45 minutes. That'll be fine.
I'm surprised we even left the bar this podcast.
We'll have to bring somebody else in to get them out of the bar.
And then the next one, we'll just speed straight through and skip.
I love the fact
them.
That we only got to the bar because the dungeon master turned around and went, "So some time passes, and now you're in a bar."
I just imagine that after all the chaos that we've had, it's just we just bicker mindlessly for a really long time.
We were going so slowly. James had to get Paul's wife to come and drag us out of the bar.
We've had enough of being heroes for a while.
I was so confused.
I did sort of have to remind you to actually ask for a lift home as well.
I was going to shout at Yennefer.
I thought we were just going to make a home on this island.
Become the new Cranberry Kings.
So, Keith.
All right, Keith.
Who's this guy, Keith, on the boat?
That's my brother.
Keith, you, when you get to the top, everyone else sort of just about jumps aside, a couple of you stumble a little bit, but Kef, you forget, because you're still having a bit of a strop about being told off, and you're still sat in the boat, and it just tips you out onto the deck of the ship, and you take 2 bludgeoning damage. And
two bludgeons.
Elbow.
Hang on, I got out of that all right with 5.
A couple of grazes.
Sorry, I might have shot myself in the foot here, but...
you just about managed to do it.
I definitely want to...
You take 2 embarrassment points.
It wasn't
embarrassing. A bit from
sorry.
Yeah,
we start tracking his embarrassment points.
Yeah,
Kef,
have to.
Kef stacks it out of the boat, scrapes it.
If you get 10 embarrassment points, you will take a fail at a at some
on the character
sort of
sheet.
As a result,
well, I thought that's what that's the really EP good. Section stood for. Embarrassment points.
Embarrassment.
Oh, that's where I've been recording my embarrassment
points. No, I like
points.
It.
Okay.
No, so. I like it though.
Excellent.
Excuse me, mean Moana. Where's Captain Timbers?
Moana. Mona.
Mona. Ah, yes.
All right, Mona.
Oh, now you're in a hurry, are you?
I'm spit frightened of you, to be honest, and I want him to come back.
Can't anybody just be nice to us? We've been through a lot.
Well, be better at D&D, and they might be.
That's true.
So we just start walking towards the captain's cabin.
Yep. You do that.
The staff along with us.
Are you knocking, or are you just going straight in?
Open the door, go straight in.
Wow, okay.
Guess who's magic now?
Kick the door in.
Guess who's back, bitches?
Boom!
Derek kicks it, flings the staff at the desk. Boom! You ask, we will produce, son!
I just hold it and do like a mic drop with the staff.
We're so English. We're so
Beastie
English.
Boy starts playing.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Captain?
Well, that's marvellous, boys. Well done. What exactly is it?
It's a magical staff used by the governor to send people from place to place. I am but a humble rogue and could wield the power of gods. Gods, I tell you.
I would like to bang on my shades of ratio cane to cover my eyes.
Ooh, are they polarized?
Okay, so glancing over, like, see you do that. I assume this is what you sent us for.
I'm already colorblind.
I know this.
Just so yeah, pretty much that's what you sent us for. Here it is, bish bash bosh. Reward, please.
Very nice, River. I see you found them. Would you mind fetching the chest, please?
Yes, of course, not a problem.
Marvelous.
Here you
right,
go.
Boys. You have completed the job as expected.
Nice.
And anticipated. So, Derek, would you mind awfully putting the item very carefully inside this air
having
chest.
Just mic dropped it onto the floor.
Ow, scoops it
banger. Have to pick it up. Oh, me fucking back.
I emphasise the careful because a damaged magical item might very well explode in magical energy.
Oh, I wish you'd have kind of told me that before I did my cool move.
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting you just to throw it on the floor like that.
Does the staff still
moron,
have...
Derek.
Most people, when they have a powerful item like that, tend to be rather careful about it.
I pick the staff back up with the severed hand, presuming that it's still sort of dangling off.
It's still wrapped in it.
You haven't removed that, okay, yeah.
Pick it up with that and drop it into the... There you go.
Rigor mortis is well and truly set in. Just a gnarled fist.
That is a rather more gory than I was expecting, but...
I'm afraid you'll have to pry it from his cold, dead hand.
No bother, I think we might have an idea of where that item can be dealt with.
So...
As I'm sure you know, in the time you've been spent on that...
Yeah, how long have we been there, actually?
I've been...
How long have we been there? Feels like...
It should only have been a couple of days, to be honest with you, but it feels like 11 months.
It's some sort of time thing,
yeah. The staff's fault.
Oh!
Certainly
while
is.
We're here,
no.
We should probably tell you, that island, I don't know if you know, is not an island, it's like a big turtle... That they said that they would move.
Turtle.
They were going to move and like take somewhere else. I don't know if that's relevant to your mission or your job, but I think it's something you ought to know.
We definitely didn't go inside it.
Well, I'll not lie, that's rather interesting for me, but I'll be honest, a bit of a blow for the cartographers.
Yeah, all the maps are going to
be. I can't imagine they can draw a moving island like that.
Just put it on a separate piece of paper and move it across the sea. So anyway, we'll discuss it later.
The logistics of map making with Derek Normalbeard.
I'm sure we will, my lad. We'll have a chat in Fantasy Walkabout later. And it's happy hour almost all the day in there. It's marvellous. As I'm sure you're well aware, my crew and I have been searching for a way to destroy this item, and we've had a lead that may be of some significance. There is a ship that is said to bear the location of the Cradle of Destruction.
Yes.
It is a location where all things go to be destroyed.
Is that where your beard's gone, Derek? And your badge, Jeff?
All right, sourpuss.
All things end up there, as I hear.
Maybe you should go there, Keth, because you seem like a pretty broken person to me. Too.
You can meet up with your pride and dignity.
I see there's much banter going on, but it's very entertaining. But we have shit to get on with, I'll not lie. And
all business, this guy.
Work hard, play harder, as they say. Now,
I'm not sure these guys know the meaning of that, Captain. They've been dilly-dallying all day long.
I thought as much. I see Keth there, fell on his face again.
Sorry, isn't anybody going to ask us how the trip was?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. How was the trip?
It was fucking horrible.
You know, Keth died.
Did you actually, my man?
I did.
Very nice. How was it on the other side?
Ooh. Actually, pretty nice, to be fair. This is much more miserable back here.
You can blame Quat for
well,
that.
It is as they say, the place where all good souls end up. So fear not, my friend. One day you will be back. I'm certain of it. Now, as a job has been completed, it is my understanding that you fellas need paying.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Very well.
I've kept all my receipts.
Well, we put a lot of drinks on expenses.
Jeff's expenses.
I've got a tab at Nancy's. If you could reimburse, that'd be lovely.
Right.
What's the reward, Captain?
River, would you ever so kindly fetch the payment?
Of course, Captain. Not a problem. Yes, I'll be just a moment. No problem.
Of course, Captain. No problem.
Derek, keep your voice down.
What was that?
Goody two-shoes.
River was our spy aboard the last ship. She was the one that gave us all the information.
Didn't see you do much fighting then.
She is, as they say, a slippery character.
Not slippery enough to get the staff, though, eh?
That sounds racist.
And River returns with four small bags of gold for you all, each containing 1,100 gold pieces.
Nice. Jesus Christ.
Get in.
You're minted.
Yeah, our goose is about to get battered.
Only there was a place to spend this gold.
I'm going to buy everything.
That is, as they say, the payment. The other item, of course, is your ticket for your visit to the quartermaster. He has made some changes, so you may have to learn another thing or two. He likes to mix things up, as they say. Must get
it
out of the boarding,
don't
quiz
now.
It's got to be bullseye, right? Yes. The amount of times we referenced it in the first 15
questions, no time limit. You get four lifelines, I understand. No. Right, if you head down to see the quartermaster, he will sort you out with another payment of sorts. And I'll see you all at the karaoke bar later, all right? River, may I have a word with you?
Oh, that's going to be a good evening. I need it. The abuse I've taken.
Yes, of course.
You guys head off towards the quartermaster's department store? I don't know. His chambers, maybe. I don't know. Wherever it is. The quartermaster's quarters. Yeah, the studio. And as you walk in, the room looks a little different to how you remember. Last time you were here, there was a giant wheel in the middle of the room, and it looked a bit glitzy there. And now, instead, there's a strange machine full of golden icosahedrons. There is a table in the centre of the room with a chair on either side. And there's some dramatic lighting in there. And all of a sudden, there's a spotlight. And standing in it is a dwarf you recognise very well, with a frosty beard. And now he's wearing quite a shiny golden suit. And you see Flint Frostbeard standing there, and he says to you, "How you doing, guys? Nice to see you again. I guess you come here because you have some business with my quartermaster-ness. I suppose I didn't say that very well. Welcome to Golden Icosahedrons. And who'd like to play first?"
Furiously Googling icosahedrons.
Is this Blockbuster?
Bloody hell, yeah. No, it's Golden Icosahedrons. Do you not listen?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Captain Phase Time. Right, lads, I've only got one of these gold coins, so I don't want to balls this up.
I think, can we maybe do this later? I feel like I need to lie down.
Welcome to Golden Icosahedrons.
Good to be here.
Who would like to play first? There's very simple rules, but I won't tell you
until
I have two contestants.
Oh, not me.
I see it's... Are those your own clothes, Frostbeard?
Yeah, very nice threads, don't you think?
I can still see the label.
Oh, sorry. And he tucks the little label back down his collar.
He's going to return them later.
Is that better?
Temporary. He's got so little confidence in this new venture of his that he's not even bought the clothes to run the show.
I think you've got a bit of a stain there on the trouser leg. I don't think they'll take that back.
What? He looks down and he's like, you joker, you. So, which two of you would like to go first?
I'll go.
Ooh. Excellent. And who's going to play with Mr... What was your name again, Zoe?
It's Malrus.
Malrus. Who's going to play with Mr. Malrus?
Jeff.
I want to hide behind Kef. I don't want to play. I'm scared.
Let's get this over with. I'll do it.
Ah, I knew a good fellow dwarf like yourself would be
Come on.
Excellent. So, what's going on? I need each of you to please. I'm going to turn the machine on, and when you're ready, press one of these two buttons here, and a golden icosahedron will present itself to you. So, please, press the button when you're ready.
And the machine starts whirling around, and these golden icosahedrons are mixing and whirling and knocking together and creating a hell of a racket, to be honest. It's like putting bricks in a washing machine. And...
Metal dice.
And in real terms, please, we each roll a d20.
Keth, I don't think... Keth, you weren't
19.
Playing.
19.
Keth, you're not playing.
I've got a 3.
Just no modifier.
Yeah, just a straight d20.
I got an 8.
Yep.
And here's the special prize.
Not every game's bullseye.
The two of you, Derek and Malrus, are stood either side of this small sort of table in the centre of the room, and a dramatic light movement happens, and a small podium each rises from the table in front of you, each about 2 inches across, and sitting atop this small podium, which rises a good sort of 4 or 5 inches from the table, is a golden icosahedron. And Flint Frostbeard, he says, now if you would each take your golden icosahedrons, and you will notice they are hinged. You can have a sneaky look inside, and inside you will see the name of an item. Don't share this with anyone just yet, because you may want something more. And I'm going to tell all of you what items you've picked out. Maurus, inside your golden icosahedron is the name the Hawkeye's Pendant. And Derek, inside yours is the name the Braces of Range.
Mm.
Now, perhaps I'll be able to do a bunch of different voices after this.
And there's a dramatic change in the lighting again. And now Flint Frostbeard is stepped up to the table. He sort of stands between the two of you. And he says, now, there's a very simple game I'd like to play with you all, just to have a bit of fun with the old magic items. You see, sometimes it's a bit of a test of character.
Now, I'm going to offer you the choice between each of you to either split or steal. Now, if you split your items, that's fine. You'll keep what you have. If you both split, if you both steal, then you get each other's items.
Ah.
And that's the end of it. If one of you steals and one of you splits, the person who steals gets both items. But there is a gold incentive, you see. For if you both steal, there will be no gold. If one of you steals, there will be a bonus 500 gold pieces to the one who steals. But if you both split, there will be only 100 gold pieces. I'll give you a moment to think about it.
And the lights change again, and there's a sort of tense music playing.
Listen, Malrus, you know me.
And don't tell each other, but what I'd like you to do, please... Ooh. Is I would like you both to message me what your option was going to be. But I mean, feel free to talk between each other. But don't tell me what. Don't tell it. You can lie to each other if you like.
Malrus,
but I want you to make your final decision.
You know exactly what I'm capable of and what I'm going to do. You know exactly where my first train of thought went. So here's what we could do. You could choose to steal, knowing that I'm going to steal and we both get nothing, or you could split, knowing that I'm obviously going to steal and I'll give you your item back afterwards.
And you get extra gold.
And we'll get extra gold.
Will you split the gold?
Yeah. That wasn't very convincing.
No, not
that wasn't very convincing, was it?
Yeah, of course I will, mate. Of course I will, don't you?
Do you know what? I might as well. We're all flush, so... It's up to you.
He fucking deceives you.
It's entirely your choice, lad. But just so you
so
know.
So, split or steal?
Just so you know, I've already put in my answer. So, you know exactly what I'm going
to
do.
He put in his ass to yesterday. He was so sure of it.
I only have one course of action. So, you could either steal, we go home with nothing, or.
You're asking a rogue if one of the options is a 50-50 of stealing or not stealing.
Good or bad.
As I say, it's entirely in your hands.
I have messaged the Dungeon Master.
As you're debating this, a sort of panel opens up in the table in front of you that is shielded from the other player's view. It has two very simple options. It has split or steal. And you each punch the item that you put in. Dramatic music changes. And weirdly, Flint Frostbeard is now on the other side of the table. No one's quite sure how. Yeah. No one quite saw him move. And he says,
right, I've had the results in. You've both chosen an answer. But what will the result be? I draw your attention to the screen on the wall over there. And he gestures to the wall that would previously have been behind him. It's now ahead of him. And as you look over, it says Malrus and Derek in big lit up letters. And under Malrus, it says steal. And under Derek, it says steal. And as these letters appear, both golden icosahedrons that were on the podiums in front of you descend back into the table and reascend in front of you with the other person's item inside.
I told you. I did. I was honest, right? Maurus, you owe me about 500 gold now.
Oh, there was one thing I forgot to mention to you. It's me... Maybe my fault, I don't know, but you know those items that you've stolen from each other? Oh, yeah, if you try to swap them back, they might not work. I think the word they use is soul bound.
You see what you've bloody done now.
Good luck!
Oh, I'm Malrus, I'm very selfish. I have to have all of the...
Then again, I might be lying, who knows?
Oh, he might be lying. Oh!
He's a wicked dungeon master,
maybe,
isn't
he? Maybe this is just a game show and I like to mess with people in the crew. Who knows? wasn't that fun? Who's next on my magical game of golden icosahedrons?
I have the braces now. And he has...
You have Malrus's item and Malrus has your
item. Yeah, so Derek, you've got the Hawkeye pendant and Malrus has the braces of range, but no one's got any gold, I don't believe.
Yeah. What a surprise.
No gold.
There was no bonus gold to be had.
It's me and you. Me and you, Jeff.
Yeah. He might have been lying. No. You don't know. Is it worth trying? Is it worth not trying? Who knows?
Now pin your ears back, you bottom feeders. Tis me, Cutthroat James, your dastardly devilish dungeon master.
Oh, I'm never going to get bored of that pirate stuff. This is a speedy pause so that I can cover off some all-important thank yous, personal mentions, some T's and C's, all of that sort of stuff before we get up teeth back into the tale. First of all, I want to say an enormous thank you for choosing to listen to Roll Britannia. There are absolutely loads of D&D podcasts out there, as you well know, so the fact that you've chosen to stick with us on our maritime adventure means absolutely everything, and it's thanks to you guys that we've had over 8,000 downloads, which is amazing! We got a few personal messages for a couple of our fantastic listeners out there. Firstly, to Donovan Flanagan on our Facebook page. I hope I've said your name right. We are so glad that our nonsensical podcast helped you out and got you through that hard week. That's exactly why we started this podcast in the first place. So thank you very much for listening. We'd also like to mention rcookie83 from our Discord server. Thank you for the great comment. We are very honoured that you're listening to some of our bits and bobs, and we'd love to know more about your own homebrew campaign. And now for a new feature, a random celebrity shout-out. This week, we're delighted to announce that the really rather hilarious Ed Byrne and Sarah Pascoe have been listening to Roll Britannia.
they haven't. But maybe they have. I don't know. Well, thank you if you have, just in case, you know. And if not, well, you won't hear this, so hey. And now, as always, you can reach out and chat with us via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The links are all in our bio. But the best place to catch us is on our shiny Discord server. There's loads of things happening on there. We read every message, and we really appreciate you when you get in touch. I mean, you can ask us questions, give us some tips, tell us what we've done wrong, ask us all sorts of things about the show, really. And if you're really, really lucky, I might even use your name for my next NPC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prizes galore here. You heard it here first. Anyway, we absolutely love making this podcast, so we are so glad that there are so many of you out there that love it too. So why not tell a friend? Just one friend, that'll be fine. I mean, two would be better, but one would be fine. Just tell one who doesn't listen to it and introduce him to the show, and then you could both leave us a review. 5 stars? Just putting it out there, you know. Anyway, so wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, Podcast Addicts, I don't know, whatever you use, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, or Keth will make you scrub out Bill Snake's Beers Vivarium with a toothbrush. That's his tank, or not some strange part of Bill. Anyway, don't be alarmed. That shiver down your spine and the goosebumps on your neck, it isn't the result of one of Derek's chat-up lines. It means that our Halloween special is a week closer, and the special double episode week is nearly upon us. So run! Not literally, you just need to listen. You know what I mean. You get the idea. Anyway, that's quite enough from me for this week. So it's time to choose your targets, brandish your battle axes, and hurl ourselves back into the adventure. Okay, so up next, I have my two new contestants. My big friend here, the half-orc, what was your name again, fella?
Keth.
Keith. Keith here, Keith. Keith.
I will kill you.
With.
It was Keth.
Sorry, Keth. I will have to change the signage later. It's fine.
Best not read, Keith.
And Jeff here. Jeff, my little human man. Hi. Jeff. Hello, are you both ready to play Golden Icosahedron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's play.
Excellent. Well, if you step up to the podium here, we'll find you some items, shall we? Okay.
And you're stepping up to the podium, and the Golden Icosahedron whirling around this massive machine again, making a hell of a racket, and you press the button as soon as you're ready, and if you both roll a d20, please.
Oh, 9.
14.
Ooh. Okay, let me just find the
14's
items.
The number you want, guys. It's going to be the best one.
Keth just grabs both of the balls and punches him in the face.
It's not that sort of podcast.
Okay, so you both punch that button, and two golden icosahedrons arise from the table in front of you, and you take a look inside, and Jeff, inside your one is a dark pearl of power.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And right, Keth, inside yours is a silicone bracelet of balance.
Sounds better than that, though.
The silicone bracelet of
balance. Did you get
balance.
That out of a claw machine or something?
Does it have like a little suspect
Greenpeace on it or something? Has it got some kind of slogan?
You got it
is it a different colour?
Impulse buy.
No, obviously,
it's a silicone
it says
bit that I don't like.
KD, wouldn't it?
What would Keth do?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be WWWSD about William Snakespeare.
Yeah, what would he do? Fight everything!
What would William Snakespeare do? Okay, so you both have a look inside your golden icosahedrons. And Flint Frostbeard says,
well, you guys, you saw the last game. I'm going to ask you to decide the same thing. Do you want to steal or do you want to split? I'll give you a few minutes to discuss and then punch your option into the little control there in front of you.
Okay, Keth. So, having seen what those guys have just done,
The logical thing, in my opinion, would be for one of us to steal, one of us to split, and then
I'm going
to
steal it.
But what? Hang on.
Good boy.
If one of us splits and one of us steals, then we get most amount of money. But if we're not allowed to give each other items because they're like soul bonded, then one ends up with two and one ends up with none. That's not very fair. So we could just both split. And then everyone gets what they were got, which is what we chose. And we also get some money, I think. Do we get money if we both split?
But I'm going to steal it.
You do, yeah.
You don't have to.
You get the least amount of money if you... Well, you get the second least amount of money above zero. So if you both steal, you get no money. If one of you steals...
Please.
That would be nice,
you get,
just
you get the most money. And if you both split, you get the least money.
Please.
What happens if there's a steal and a...
You get 500. You would get
steal and a split. You get 500 gold
and both items.
And both items. If it's a
can
it's
he
a
give
split
the
and a split,
item?
You get 100 gold between you, and you both keep your item. And if it's a steal and a steal, you get no gold, and you swap items.
Kef, if you're going to steal, no matter what, and if you're basically doing a Derek, what we're going to do on this one, he's going to hold his hands up and basically go, "I'm going to do the bad thing." That's fine. At least you're being honest.
I'm not the bad guy. I was getting in your head.
Damn. Oh, don't. Okay, right. Oh, it's just mind games. And to be honest, Kef, at this point in time, I've had a lot of things going on. I don't even know who I am anymore.
You don't? Okay, let's go for the biggest one, the best option.
Okay. I'm going to smack in my answer. Please don't be a
dick. Nice of you to put that in the group chat, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's that. it was just the open chat. Ha ha!
I haven't read that one.
Well, it's a good thing that Keth had already put his option in.
Sound.
It'd be good. It'll
be you
fine.
Both punch the button in, and the light changes, and yet again, Flint Frostbeard appears on the other side of the table, and he says, "Right, you both discussed it. You both come up with a decision. Mm. Let's see what the results are." And let's take a look at the board. And on one side it says Keith, and the other side it says Jeff.
That says Keith. He's not... I'm going to introduce you to my snake, and this one you won't like.
What did you do with your other one?
I'm sorry, we didn't have time to change the bulbs.
Underneath...
I'm going to see you
underneath,
after this.
The word Keith... Well, underneath the word... Sorry, let's do Jeff's one first, because he's told us all. Underneath Jeff's one, the word split appears.
He says, "Oh, that's very nice of you. Sharing, loving,
good
caring.
Lad.
Very good of you.
Oh,
let's
good
see
lad.
What Keith Kef did." And underneath the word... underneath the word
Keith... Oh, no.
Appears the word steal.
Oh, for fucking dick.
He's a man after my own.
And as that appears, Jeff, your golden icosahedron sinks into the table, and a second column appears in front of Geth. as does some gold. That's 500 gold pieces there.
Yeah. Malrus, you see how this game is meant to be played. Now I'm sure they'll share it out amongst themselves afterwards.
Next time some big turtle's putting something strange in your mouth, Kef, I'm going to stop him. Because clearly, I'm not having you come back again.
Well,
yeah.
And Flint Frostbeard, he comes over and he says,
"Oh, that's a good haul you got there. I was just messing with you about the soulbound thing. You guys, I just like to mess with people. But, I mean, they're yours. You do what you like with them. You want to keep them, you keep them. I'm not your mom. I don't tell you what to do.
You
I
don't
just
get out.
I just have time to set up these game shows down here.
Yeah. Kef? Spend a lot of your time down
no.
here. Can I ask you, dwarf to dwarf?
I watch a lot of daytime TV challenge.
Well, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
Careful, Flint. He shot the last one.
Dwarf to dwarf. Kef? What do you think? The no beard. What do you think? I think it's sort of a bold statement.
It's a stylish look. I mean, it looks a bit modern for my taste.
Me too.
I think a lot of the kids are wearing their beards like gone like that now.
Oh,
but
really?
For me, I like the traditional beard look.
Oh,
yeah.
Same. If I had
my grandson, he wears his beard like that. So does my granddaughter, for that matter.
If I had a choice. I'm sure if I've got grandkids somewhere, one of them's wearing no beard. Anyway... bit personal, but thanks, mate.
It's no worries. It's no worries. Right. I mean, I'll leave you guys to sort out who has what item, I suppose. I mean, who am I to say? But do you want me to tell you what they do, or do you just want to press the buttons on them and see what happens?
Derek just presses the button on it.
I'd like to know.
What do my items do?
Okay, so he wanders over to a desk over in the corner, and out of a drawer he pulls a giant Rolodex.
Haynes manual.
The file of facts was getting too cumbersome. I've reorganized my filing system, and now this is much more efficient.
We're going to have to introduce you to a palm pilot at some point, Flint. It will change your life.
So...
He says, let's see what you have. Let's see those golden icosahedrons. And you put them all on the desk in front of him, opened up. And he says, this one's the silicon bracelet of balance.
Okay. That's one.
And
of
so he has a rummage through his Rolodex. And he says,
I'm proper just strop it in the corner.
The silicon bracelet of balance. This item is a simple silicon bracelet. What color would you say this is? I'm colorblind.
You too. High five.
He high fives you.
Jeff, this is the winner's circle. You're not invited.
Go play with your snake.
Racing green, this is.
Racing green, eh? That's cool. I like it.
Yes.
Well, it's a simple Matches silicone bill. Bracelet, as you can see in racing green, apparently, imbued with a sort of power of perfect balance. The wearer receives a plus 10 check on any ledge, high place, or in a position where you're in one-footed grip. You know, those kind of really high-up places. You get a plus 10, so if you're up in the rigging, good news. And you get a permanent plus 1 to acrobatics. The bonus, the double of the plus 10, it says here, is at the DM's discretion. I don't know what that means. It's up to DM's discretion for some reason. I don't know what that means, but yeah. Plus 10, high places, balance, DM's discretion, permanent plus 1 to acrobatics, so you can do more flips. Flips and tumbles and parkour.
We all know Kess seems to like to flip on people.
Nice. What else do we have here? What else do we have here? What is this?
Oh, fuck you. That's one of my items.
You have the Dark Pearl of Power. Let me have a look. And he rummages through his Rolodex
really
again.
Wanted, isn't it, Kath?
He says, I see, yes, very nice.
Allows you to win D&D.
This pearl has the power to power operate any mechanical object it is in contact with. The pearl must remain in direct contact with the mechanism the player intends to use, and it must remain contact for the duration. You can't touch it and move it away, you've got to keep it pressed.
He called you a player.
Clearly it was meant for me.
Should have called me a winner.
Any mechanical item you can use powered by this. It's like an infinite battery. Magic, I love it. Very nice. What else did we get?
What's a battery?
Some of the police
charge. It just says that
here. You should know, Derek.
okay. Mischarge.
Definitely on his rap sheet somewhere.
Yep. Way, way down.
You got a good one here. This is the Braces of Range, I see. Very nice. It's a bit of armor for you. It's a piece that says this is a piece of light armor covered, it protects mainly the wrists, but while wearing them, the wearer has proficiency in all long-range weapons, so that your muskets, your cannons, mortars, those kind of things. Long-range weapons only, it says. Not mid-range, short-range, long-range. So if you're a sniper, that's pretty good, I think. Again, up in the rigging, that's gotta be good.
Real useful for a cleric, then.
And what was the... very useful. I'm not sure why you chose to
steal. Stealing's really not that good, is it, guys? It's not worked out that well, has it?
Yeah. Stupid idea. What was I thinking?
Right, and the last one. What's the last one? The last one. I see. Oh, this is a good one. Yeah, it's pretty small. This one, it's the Hawkeye's pendant, isn't it? Yeah, that's very nice. Hawkeye's pendant. You see, it's a small metal pendant. You see here? It's small. It's a pendant. It says it's got the number 4077 embossed on it here. Very nice. Kind of tinny, metally colored. Yeah. And, while the wearer is wearing this, once per day, the wearer can cast
spare the dying. If the wearer uses a spell while delivering a revenant, witty one-liner, the spell is cast without expending a spell slot. It says again at the DM's discretion. I don't know who this DM is or what his discretion is, but at his discretion, apparently. So if you make a witty remark and the DM thinks it's witty, maybe you get to cast Spare the Dying for free. Very nice, eh? Once a day.
It says this belongs to an Alan Alder. Is that Geist and Alder?
Well done, I like it. Well done, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, he was the previous owner, I think. He died in some war. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, was recovered. Anyway, and, yeah. Funny guy, I hear. Funny guy.
Ah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, easy items. And like I said, you can do what you like with them. I'll leave the division up to you. It's just my little game for fun.
Since you've encouraged the practice, Derek's just going to fill his arms with all of the items. I'm choosing to steal.
Well, good luck with that. I think my friend Keith here is going to take an offense.
I'm
just kidding.
I suggest
you put those down, Derek.
I'm just kidding. Kidding around. Which one did you want, by the way?
Just my two back.
Jeff, if you wanted the pearl,
please, Derek.
I won them fair and square.
Magic is necessary. You stole. It's literally there,
Derek.
Like,
what
I'll
goes
make it
around
up to you, Jeff? Right. I'm sure
comes around. Yes, Malrus. Yes, Malrus. You lying bastard.
I've got your bracelet.
Where's Frostbeard? Frostbeard, before you go.
Yes, what is it, my friend?
Frostbeard, sorry. Slip of the tongue. Bit like Keith. I've got a deal for you.
I love a deal. What do you got in mind?
I know, last time we spoke, you like a drink. I know you like wine, yes?
I certainly do, my friend.
Right. Our last mission. I brought back some wine for you.
Oh, very nice. Is it a good year?
I had it valued. Love it. And then I'll slip up my backpack and show him the glittering bottles of wine that are in there.
Oh, very
now,
nice.
I had these 10 values.
10,000 gold.
Mm, I brought them back specially for you. Now, I had them valued. Now, they were valued at 3,500 gold. But I'm not going to sell them. Ah, that's too much.
You're not wrong there, my friend.
I'll sell them to you. I'll sell them to you for 2,000 gold. Mm. What do you say?
I'll give you 50.
1,000?
Maybe for a taste. Now, let's talk seriously.
I'll give you 50.
I could drop it to 1,800.
His gold pieces might be...
That's the best I can do.
The gold dodecahedrons. Oscahedrons. I can't remember what they're called. That one.
The gold chameleons.
If you'd like to know what an icosahedron looks like, I recommend you pick up the D20.
Ah, it's one of them.
Furiously Googled.
Did you actually Google that while I said it?
I didn't know where to start with the spelling, really.
Nice, I like it. That's dedication right there.
He's just Googling the word gold.
What is this gold?
Shiny, very heavy, worth a lot. There it is. So what do you say? Let's talk proper shop.
Well, the way I see it, my friend, is this. I don't need the wine. I'd like the wine, but I don't need the wine. You have the wine. You don't want the wine. I feel like I would give you 50 for a gold that you want for wine that I could take or leave.
Fair enough. I'll be keeping the wine. We'll have a drink later.
Very nice. Right. Are you coming to karaoke later?
Yes. We'll have a few drinks and we'll talk about it then.
Shall we sing Danny Boy again?
Ooh. Always like if I could turn back time. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I'll get rehearsing. Right, I got things, quartermaster things to do. The rest of you, fuck off.
Now there's going to be a good episode.
That's not how you side off your show, is it?
You stay classy too, I guess.
It's going to get cancelled after that one episode, and then we're probably going to come back and find out it's not here anymore.
Maurus, this Hawkeye pendant, I think I might keep a hold of it. Just at this point, I've distributed, you know, I've only playing with the joke. Me stealing everything and running away and selling it for
thought that through.
A large markup.
For a joke plan.
just briefly considered it, yeah. So I think I'd like to keep the Hawkeye pendant because, Valrus, I believe it's within your capacity to heal.
True.
Anyway. And I'd quite like to... Anyway, shall we go to the room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you're heading off. tell me what you'd like to do. I assume you guys want to do a little bit of shopping because you're a bit gold rich at the moment.
Yeah, I want to get some stuff because I've got nothing.
Okay,
no
so...
No stuff. Thanks, Keth.
Go on to the main concourse of the Tel'dath.
Don't worry, you'll be sorted out.
You pass a shopfront that's boarded off at the moment and actually says, Nando's coming soon.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Yeah, the black card holder's happy.
Do you still have the black card? Or did anybody buy it?
You see Nat 20 there as well.
I can put my deposit in.
DM, can as they walk through sort of the concourse of this place, can I just make a stealth check as Derek just to sneak? I just want to sneak off and just join them later in Argus, but spend like a little bit of time.
You can, yeah, absolutely. So you want to head off?
Wicked.
I mean, do you have to sneak off? I mean, if you want. I mean, you could just tell them.
Yeah, I'd prefer to.
Okay, sneak off then.
My stealth, 19.
I guess. Come on.
I just want to know if I can start a savings account and then I can leave some gold in Nat 20 so then I come back and there might be more Nat gold for me.
DM, what banking options are available in this particular game?
Another time.
Oh, God.
What are the interest rates?
Can I, if I put like 2,000 gold into a savings account after a certain mission time frame has gone past, can I come back and find there might be like 2,100, and then I've got more to spend in Argus?
That's a big. That's a lot.
Can I shop? I'd hear these sorts of things.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you what. Yeah, if you want to go and put some money into a savings account at Nat 20, it'll be you'll get interest at a rate of 0.5% APR.
Oh God,
0.5% APR. Okay.
Oh my God. I joined this podcast to escape from the real world.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd have to do banking, but okay. Can the other three of you please roll perception checks just to see if. You can beat 20 in stealth.
I think I might.
19.
Is it what was perception?
No, absolutely
21.
I don't see a thing.
Nope.
21.
22.
Jeff sees you. He fucking sees you.
22.
I'm not going to stop you going. It's just going, they're going to see you sneak off.
I'm gonna clock eyes with Derek and just give him a sort of like, all right, nod, just like a, you need a bit of time. I understand. I'm not even gonna say anything. It's just
as you duck off into Nat 20.
I'll catch up with you guys.
I got 22, so I'm just gonna observe what has just happened and just let them get on with it.
Okay. I'll catch up with you guys at Argus, and I just toddle off.
Yeah. Honestly, so the three of you holding everything.
He's looking at all the banking options and he's like,
The other three of you pop into Nat 20 and then head off into Argus. And while you're doing that, let's find out what are you up to, Derek? What's happening?
So Derek's going to make his way back to the room, sort of like not making eye contact with any of the sailors or any of the crew members that he passes, and just sort of briefly nodding, moving on. And as he gets to the room and... opens the door, closes it immediately behind him, puts his back to it, and sort of slides down and lets himself shake a little bit. You know, this. I feel like he's he's been holding on to this moment of getting back to privacy or safety and being strong. And a lot of things that have happened, a lot of things that he's done have been kept sort of behind a wall. And so he just allows that to break down in a private moment to himself.
Thank God for that. I thought he was going to start throwing one out. When you started doing, I thought it was going to be horrible. Put that away, Derek.
Just sort of like on his bum at the base of the door, you know, with his sort of like leaning against his knees and just thinking about times gone by and where he is now and the fact that he's not as different from then as he would like to be. That he can't.
I get like that, but then I realise I'm hungry, and that's probably why you're shaking as well. Just need a Snickers.
It's got low blood sugar.
Is this Derek finally coming to grips with the fact that he brutally murdered another dwarf earlier on today? Effectively,
yeah. Similarly, it's. I think at the moment, what's going through his mind is that he can't go home, but he can't go back to the past, but the past is starting to seep into his old life, and the horrors of the Empire are more present here than he expected. That's Derek for a little bit.
But we don't know that, because I'm trying to... Please, Mary, I just want to open a savings account. It's 2,000 gold. I told you, I don't even know where I live. My house burnt down.
Have you got two forms of ID, love?
Cash in number three,
my
please.
My house burnt down. Apparently it was an electrical fault. Oh, are you rubbing salt in the wound?
Driver's licence, passport.
I'm not old enough for a driver's licence, apparently. Passport, no. Oh, Jesus. Can I just leave this 2,000 gold with you and I'll come back and get more later?
You can certainly give me 2,000 gold.
Oh, do I get a receipt?
I might just pop to Argus while they argue it over.
Let's go do some shopping, Malrus, please.
It's 0.5% APR account. I really want it's the savings.
Right, so you head off to Argus.
Look, according to the brochure.
And me and Malrus going to skip off hand in hand to Argus.
I think so.
So the boys have gone ahead and they met someone new by the name of River, and she was bright blue. And soon she had those boys all whipped into shape, and off the island they did escape, and back on the Tel'dath with bags full of gold, and a trip to the quartermaster, a thing to behold. Now Keth's off to Argus, and he couldn't be happier. So join us next time for more fun on Roll Britannia.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and, and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and start it out.
Yeah.
Well, join the Roll Britannia Patreon.
available now.